Okay, we start our journey into Ksuvim, and we will be starting with Sefer Daniel. Daniel will be the first Sefer that we'll be learning. Daniel, then Ezra, then Nehemiah, Be'ezras Hashem. And we start off with Daniel, just to remember, to remind ourselves of a thought that we mentioned way back 6+ years ago when we started learning Nevi'im together, and that is the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim. What exactly is the difference? Why does one go into one category and one in the other? So there's something specific to say about Daniel, but first let's talk in general. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Megillah, talking about the need to remember Amalek. The Gemara says, Ksov Zosi Koran Basefer, and the Gemara darshins, what is each of those words referring to? Zos is referring to what it says in the Torah, the two times it talks about Amalek in Beshalach and in Dvarim. Zikaron is what it says in the Nevi'im, the time that it talks about Amalek in Sefer Shmuel. Basefer, what it talks about, that's in the Megillah. That's Megillah Esther, and that's how you know that Megillah Esther could be in Tanakh. That was the context of the Gemara. But that is the source for the Limud and the Yesod of Tanakh, Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim. That's this Yesod. If you look at Rav Shechter's Be'ikvei Ason in Simen Chav Gimel, so he discusses how each of these words really reflect what each of these books are about, Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. Zos is a reference to Torah. Why is Zos a reference to Torah? Because Zos is like Zeh. It represents clarity. Like Rashi says at the beginning of Parshas Matos, all Nevi'im say Ko Amar Hashem, but Moshe Rabbeinu says Zeh, Zeh HaDover, because Zeh is the ability to point. B'neinu Zeh Soar Moreh, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, by the menorah, it says Zeh. Whenever you could point and say Zeh, that represents clarity, and that's Torah. Torah is clarity that Moshe Rabbeinu had when he was dictated the Torah, and he wrote it down. And that is why Zos teaches us Torah. Zikaron, Zikaron, whenever it says Zachor in the Torah, it always means Lahazkir, to mention and to say. Nevi'im is from the word Nivsvatayim, expression of the lips, and a Navi is always given a certain content message to give over to Am Yisrael. And that's why it's called Nevi'im, because it's all about Nivsvatayim, what it's supposed to, how it's supposed to be given over. Rav Shachter quotes this from Reb Chaim, Ha'evdol Yechidi Beneim, Sefer Nevuah Nitnu Mitchila Amanas Lehe'amer La'achirim, Begol Kein Negram Heim B'Shem Nevi'im, Nivsvatayim, Mashenkin Sefer Ksuvim, Shlo Nitnu Mitchila Amar Klal, Shnili Kasev, and that's why it's called Ksuvim. But it's also Lahazkir. And number three, Basefer, that's Ksuvim, those are the three. And therefore, whatever's in Ksuvim is in a different category. It was Nitan Likasev, not Nitan as a Nevuah. That's in general. Specifically about Daniel, we have a major machlokas between the Rambam and the Abarbanel. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim says something amazing, which, again, you have to understand within all the different levels of Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh, which the Rambam talks about here in Perek Mem Hei of Mor Nevuchim and Chelek Beis, and he talks about the 11 levels of Nevuah, and he says, going from, let's say, lowest to highest, the second level he talks about is Ruach HaKodesh. And he says, who is in this category of Ruach HaKodesh? David, Shlomo, and Daniel. They didn't reach the levels, or they were there. It wasn't that they couldn't, but that wasn't their purpose. They weren't like the category of Yeshayahu, Yirmiyahu, Nasan Hanavi, or Achia Hashiloni, says the Rambam. No, David and Shlomo, the Chacham Mikalada, but in terms of his Nevuah, it was different. It was Ruach HaKodesh. It was Ruach HaKodesh, but he wasn't given over a Nevuah to say. Haskamas, and that's why the Rambam continues, Haskamas kol ha'uma l'sader, Sefer Daniel, Michlal Ksuvim, Lomin ha'Nevi'im, he's not from the Nevi'im, because that is the purpose of the Sefer, was to be written down. It wasn't a Nevuah to give over to Klal Yisrael. The Abarbanel is very upset about this. The Abarbanel, in his commentary on Daniel, he says, no, of course they were Nevi'im. Might not have been given over a Nevuah to be Mefarsim, but of course they were Nevi'im. And he just jumps on the Rambam. He says that the Rambam was correct. Then why did the Rambam bring a raya to his shita from a Beferish Gemara? The Gemara Megillah Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says there that comparing Daniel and other Nevi'im, the Gemara says, let me just find the line, Inhu adifu mine de inhu nevi'e. They were Nevi'im. What does that mean? Rashi quotes, Shenisnabu liyisrael b'shlichuso shamakom. Iyu, they're talking about Daniel, lo navi. He wasn't the navi. But he understood. So again, that's what does that mean? But it means that he was a Navi, but the Abarbanel says It doesn't mean that he wasn't a Navi. He wasn't, he just wasn't given Nevuah to be Mefarsim to others. But he was for sure on that Madrega. But either way, that relates to the general Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Again, back to Daniel, though. Daniel is really a Hemshach somewhat of where we left off at the end of Nevi'im Treyasar. But the Treyasar, many of the Treyasar, we had early ones, Hosea and others that lived hundreds of years before the Churban, but they went all the way through the time of Shiva Sion. Time of Shiva Sion, Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, who were members of when Bnei Yisrael came back. Now we're going back in time. Daniel was a youth in the court of Nebuchadnezzar, as we will see, along with his younger friends, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. It was written, this Sefer, by the Adrakanes HaGadola, says the Gemara in Baba Basra. Daniel was sent into Galus by Nebuchadnezzar with the other youth of Yehuda. Right, years before, right, that the Churban. Let's just remember for a moment. Yoshio HaMelech was the last hope of Am Yisrael. Right, he was the one that started a great tshuva movement. The problem was that Bnei Yisrael inside, in the hidden recesses of their homes and of their hearts, did not give up Avodah Zarah, and therefore it didn't last. And Yoshio was eventually, against the Navi's wishes, went to fight Paro Nachon. He was killed in battle, and that was it. That was it. The fate had been sealed. His son Yehoahaz is king for a couple of months. And then removed. His second son, Jehoiakim, became king, eventually rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar, and he was exiled and died in the hands of Babel. Then Jehoiakim's son, meaning Yoshio's grandson, Jehoiachin, becomes king for a little while before then he is exiled. And finally, the third son of Yoshio is the last king of Israel, and that is Tzidkio HaMelech. And then ultimately the Churban Beis HaMikdash. But during the time earlier, before Tzidkiyahu, the Nebuchadnezzar sends all the youth of Israel, because he thinks if he takes the finest and the brightest to Babel, then they'll help him, and Bnei Yisrael will be finished. But it was actually saving them, right? By bringing all the wise youth to Bavel, so he was laying the groundwork for the Jewish community to flourish there once the Churban occurred, and Bnei Yisrael were going to have to rebuild in Bavel, right? This is a classic example of HaKadosh Baruch Hu running behind the scenes and using people to do the exact opposite of what they're trying to do. Like Yossi's brothers thought that by selling him, they will help the dreams not come true. And they were exactly playing into the hand that this was going to help the dreams come true. Paro threw the baby boys into the river, and that was exactly how Moshe was saved by Basia, and the rest is history. Haman had Vashti killed, and he thought that would help him have the Malchus, and yet that opened up the door for Esther to come in. Daniel himself was an amazing person, even by a Malach, Gavriel, in Parag Yud, we'll see, calls him Ish Chamudos, where we see in Slichos, Daniel Ish Chamudos. He was someone who did not eat not kosher when he was forced to. He kept davening and davening, even though he was told it was against the law to daven. He davened. He davened three times a day. He didn't stop. From Sheva Yehuda, and he was actually following in Yehuda's path. Remember, at the end of Sefer Bereishis, Yehuda is sent by Yaakov Avinu to settle the land spiritually before Am Yisrael got there. Says the Pasik ves Yehuda in Parshat Vayigash. Ves Yehuda shalach lafanav el Yosef laharos lafanav Goshna. Yehuda is sent by Yaakov to Yosef to Goshen. Why was he sent to Goshen? Rashi lafanav kodem sheyagia l'shav medet hakadosh laharos lafanav l'sakin lo beis Talmud shemisham teitzei hora'ah. Right, to set up a yeshiva, to get everything ready for when the Bnei Yisrael will be coming there down to Mitzrayim. That's what Yehuda did. So Daniel, from Sheva Yehuda, he himself did that as well. He was getting it ready for Jewish living. He made laws separating the Jews and the non-Jews in Bavel. This was Daniel. Interesting also that only he and Yosef were the two people in Tanakh who were given power to interpret dreams. We'll have to learn together the dreams that he interpreted in Nebuchadnezzar's court, in Belshazzar's court, as we will see. But that is something unique about him and Yosef. Even his name reflects greatness. The Ramban in Parshas in Bereishis, in Perek Lamed Gimel, discusses the names of angels. Vida ki amina gazeh b'Yisrael shkain sheyikru hashemos b'shivchei yakel. The minhag of many Jews is to name their children with the name of Hashem in the name. Kemo Tzuri El, Tzuri Shaddai. Ki agira korei shehakel hu tzuro. Because by calling that name, the korei, the one who called the name, is saying, Hashem is really my rock. Shehakel hu tzuro. Vishakai hu tzuro. V'chein imanu El. V'chein shem HaMashiach Hashem Tzidkenu. V'shem Yerushalayim Hashem Shama. Shem Shema. V'chein Yasu B'shemos Malachim. And so too, Shemos Malachim of angels. Gavriel Michael. Ki ba'avur gedulas kocham yagidu b'shmam. Ki yagvur lakel u'mikamo. By Michael is Mikael, is really saying, who is like Hashem? Gavriel is saying, the Gvura is really of Hashem. Rifael, the Rifu is of Hashem. So Daniel is the din is really of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Daniel. So in his name is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ultimate Mishpat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that we are all subservient to, and we recognize his godless. I forgot to mention, the Rambam himself agrees to the godless, and he even in one place calls Daniel a Navi. In one place, or at least he says he was Masnabe. If you look all the way at the end of Mishnah Torah, in Perek Yud Aleph, Vilkas Malachim, where he's talking about Mashiach, so the Rambam says there, Im Yabun Melech mi Beis David. If somebody stands up for Malchus Beis David and he learns a lot of Torah and he's Osig B'mitzvahs, Kedavid Aviv, Kefi Torah Shebechsav V'Shebal Peh, V'Yakuv Kol Yisrael Leilechba, and he gets all the Jews to follow his path. U'lechazik B'dako V'Yilachim Milchamos Hashem, and he fights the wars of Hashem, Harizu B'cheskas Shu Mashiach. He has a chazaka that he's Mashiach, if he does this for everyone. Im asav itzliach, if he did this, and he fought the wars, v'natza kol umo svivo soshev svivav, and he defeated the enemies, ubana mikdash bimkomo, and he built the base of mikdash, v'ki beis nitcha Yisrael, and he did keep his galias, hariz ha Mashiach bevadai. That he's not just cheskas Mashiach, he's Mashiach bevadai. Okay, when is he Mashiach bevadai? If he gets all the Jews to come closer to Hashem, he defeats all the enemies of the Jews, he builds the base of Migdash and does kibbutz Golias. That's all. Just those things. Then he's a Mashiach bevadai. V'im lo itzliach ad ko, and if he's not successful, o neharag, or he was killed, as we know some false messiahs happen, v'yadua she'eno ze sheftichah lav Torah. You know, he's not the one that the Torah promised about. V'aryu kachom alcheit beis David, hashleimim aksherim shemesu. He's like all the other ones that died. V'lo ha'amidu kadosh baruch hu el anasos bo rabim. And he was only given certain powers to test the people. Shenemar umenamaskilim yikashlu litzroch bo'en levar liban ad eis kes ki od lamoed. Af Yeshua hanotzri. Well, even Jesus, Shadi Mashi Mashiach Venerag Bebezdin, Kfar Nisnabe Bo Daniel. So Daniel, Nisnabe. He uses the Lashon of Nisnabe. It doesn't say he said Nisnabe. So somewhat Daniel being called a Navi. Nisnabe Bo Daniel, Shenamar Uvene Paritse Amcha Yinasu Lahamid Chazon Benichshalu. So we'll have to get to that pasuk. V'chi Michshol Gadol Mizeh, Shekol Anavim Dibru Shamashiach Goel Yisrael Umoshiam Umakabesit Chayem Umachazik Mitzvosam. All the Nevi'im spoke to discuss Mashiach, what he's going to do. He's going to be the salvation and gather them and help them do mitzvahs. V'zeh, and this person, Garam La'abed Yisrael, V'cherev, U'lefazer she'arisam, U'lehashpilam, U'lehachlif HaTorah. He caused the Torah to be forgotten and used to be killed and scattered. U'lehatos rov ha'olam lavod Eloa mi baladei Hashem. And he caused most of the world to serve a god other than Hashem. Avo machshavos borei olam ein koach ba'adam lasikam. We can't totally know and understand God. Ki lo drachinu drachav, avalo machshavosein machshavosav. V'chol dram elu shal Yeshua hanotzri, v'shal zeh ha-yishma'eli, sh'amad ha-charav, Muhammad, einon elo, the whole stories with these other religions, einon elo liyasher derach lamelech ha-mashiach. It's all part of the divine plan of the destiny getting to Melech ha-mashiach. How does everything fit in? That's very hard. Especially if you focus on a detail. But in general, it's all the Yasher Derech L'melech HaMashiach. U'lisakein es olam kulo l'avodas Hashem b'yachad. It's all getting ready for the whole world to serve Hashem. Shenemer ki oz efoch el amim safa b'ura l'kro kulo b'shem Hashem b'la avdo shchem echad. How that's going to happen, we don't know. But we know it is going to happen, and the whole history up until that point is going to help. So that's where, in that context, the Rambam even quotes the Pasuk about Daniel being a Navi. His younger friends, right, Paragimel, I think, talks about his younger friends, Chanan, Mishael, Azariah, they were the ones that wouldn't bow down to the huge statue that Nebuchadnezzar built in order to proclaim that he is the ultimate king, and even though Daniel might have said there's going to be other rulers, no, everybody's going to bow down, and they didn't bow down. There's even a Medrash, they went to Daniel and asked, should we bow down, what should we do? Daniel's like, go ask Yechezkel. Yechezkel was there. So they asked Yechezkel, they went to ask Yechezkel. Yechezkel says, maybe you should hide. And they say, we don't want to hide. There's going to be a Chal Hashem. Is Hashem going to save us? Yechezkel asks Hashem, are you going to save them? Hashem says, no. He goes tell them and says, Hashem says no. They say, we still have to do what we have to do. Hashem wanted them to do it, thinking that he won't do an ace for them. Right? That's Mesiras Nefesh. Otherwise, it wouldn't be Mesiras Nefesh. They were amazing. These weren't even the leaders. These were even younger. They weren't the biggest Talmidei Chachamim of the day, but they wouldn't bow down. It's just the power of the Jew that they wouldn't be pushed over. Daniel, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that Tzadik Gimel, he wasn't even in the country at the time. One of the days is to show that it was only their own schus. It wasn't Daniel's schus that they were saved. But much of the Sefer is about the Dalai Malchus. Much of the Sefer has various tzukim, especially at the end, that are not so understandable, not so clear. Especially at the end when it talks about the Keitz HaMashiach, when Mashiach is going to come, we can't really understand this, and we're not supposed to try to fully understand it, as the Gemara says. Tipach Ruchan Shal Bali Kitzin, as we'll talk about. But either way, this is one of the more exciting books, underappreciated. Underappreciated books in Tanakh, but B'ez Hashem, we have the chance now to start learning it and focusing on all of the wonderful messages that Daniel brings us. So again, the plan is to do Daniel, Ezra, and Nehemiah as a hemshach to this time of Galus Bavel and Shiva Sion that we are in the midst of, having last done Treyasar, and now moving on to Sefer, to the Sfarim in Ksuvim. Okay, we'll stop here.